Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is We are the Lord's darling love. Exodus chapter 28, verse 28 talks about the breastpiece on the ephod of the high priest. The breastpiece of judgment bears the names of the sons of Israel, and it is to be worn by the high priest. It represents that we are the Lord's darling, always in his heart. Song of Solomon chapter 8, verse 6 says, Set me as a seal upon your heart. In John chapter 17, the Lord expressed his desire for us to be the closest to him. The Father swore to make the Lord our high priest so that he could gain us forever. Likewise, because the Lord loves the Father and us so much, he also desires to be our high priest forever and to bring us back to the depth of Abba's most beautiful heart. We are so blessed that the Lord is our beloved. This relationship is all-inclusive.
Exodus chapter 28 shows that the Bible is God's word. No other literature describes a piece of clothing in such great detail. But these details were not just written to give instructions to a tailor. Let's pay attention to the breastpiece. In Philemon, Paul says that Onesimus is his own heart. Song of Solomon 8, verse 6 says, Set me as a seal upon your heart. Let's read Exodus 28, verses 28 to 29. And they shall bind the breastpiece by its rings of the ephod with the lace of blue, so that it may lie on the skillfully woven band of the ephod, so that the breastpiece shall not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of judgment on his heart, when he goes into the holy place, to bring them to regular remembrance before the Lord. Our remembrance of the Lord in bread-breaking meetings is also a regular remembrance before the Lord. God's thoughts for us since eternity past are immeasurable. A treasure that the Father swore to make the Lord our high priest. The Lord shares the strong desire of the Father that he would become our high priest. He desires to be a man forever and to be closest to us. He expressed in his prayer that he desired to abide in us, to be the closest to us. Throughout eternity, nothing in the whole universe can be as close. By what the Lord accomplished, we are now heart to heart with him. The Lord is in glory at the right hand of the Father. He shines in New Jerusalem. If he so wishes, he can shine over the whole universe, even to the farthest corner. The sun travels a great distance to shine upon us. Even then, it's only a small glimpse of the flaming love of Jehovah. For himself, the Lord truly desires to be a man forever and become our high priest. He died for us so that we could enjoy Abba and him forever. Moreover, the Lord loves the Father so much that he desires to be our high priest in order to bring us back to the Father. He did not feel reluctant to be a man or become our high priest. On the contrary, it is his desire. This also shows the oneness of Abba and the Lord. I'd like to share a poem. From eternity past, most beautiful is the love dream of my beloved. You yearn for me to be your sweet darling, forever heart to heart with you, to share your infinity and eternity. You earnestly desire to be a man and my high priest forever. For me, you set off for the journey of many mountains, pass through the most impossible, endured the greatest pain on the cross. Joyfully, you shouted, It's finished! Oh, Your victory of love leads me into the most beautiful heart of yours. Now I'm the most precious seal upon your heart, forever closest to you, forever in one spirit, heart in heart. The Song of Solomon says, "Set me as a seal upon your heart." In the past, the husband wore a seal with his wife's name around his neck. Such a seal was precious and important, as it represented the union between the couple. The wife's name was on the husband's neck and in his heart. The Lord not only put us in his heart, he desired to gain us. "You also brought me to the most beautiful heart of Abba." The Lord desires to be a man and our high priest forever, because he desired to gain us, and he wanted Abba to be delighted. To be Abba's dearest children, to enjoy the deepest affection in the universe, our lives are deeply and sweetly bound together. Born of God, the deepest affection. Dear Lord, you are my beloved, my high priest. You live for me till eternity. You desire to bring me to you and the Father to enjoy the most beautiful love dream of you and the Father. Brothers and sisters, we are the most blessed because the Lord is our true beloved. It is an all-inclusive relationship. When the bride and groom exchange their vows, they often pledge to love each other and stay together through all situations. However, this is just a tiny glimpse of the Lord's love toward us. He is our high priest, but the deepest relationship is that he is our beloved. He had to be our high priest in order to solve all of our problems. Still, our deepest relationship with him is that of the beloved and the darling.